Now, you told me about your Sunday school. Do you belong to any other groups or organizations or anything like that around you?
I don't know nothing. My reason is, if you want to join it, support it.
That's right, yeah.
And if you don't, you know, like, I'm involved with the Sunday school work, and as much as I can handle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, well, at least 2 or 3 times a night. Well, I visit other churches when they have their Bible study, like, they go through the Sunday school lesson on Bible study, and, like, Tuesday night, I usually go out to a place called Crescent. It's a church up there, and I used to go out there. I hadn't been out there lately because we had this meeting Monday, Tuesday night, and other Tuesday nights. I just didn't go. But I was at the church last night that had a Bible study. And tonight will be my night, but mine. So, you know, you don't have too many nights. I stay involved. I'm involved with those pretty here and there. I just don't commit myself to anything else.
Right. Okay. Where did you go to school? Is there a school here close by? Or?
School in Darien. I started in Darien.
Darien? How long did you go there?
I think it's 12 grade. Graduated.
Okay. We'll just go through as different terms, you know, people have for different things around, just ordinary stuff like in the house. You got rooms where you would have somebody like company, like this room we're in. What would you call it?
A living room.
You have another room where you spend time with your family?
Yeah.
Do any of the houses around here have a fireplace?
I have one.
Do you have one here? Do you have those, it's a metal thing sits down in there that you put the logs on top of? What do you call those?
We call them fire dogs.
Do you?
Okay. That's not the proper name for them, but that's what we call them.
That seems like what most people around here call them.
Well, what I did, I have a fireplace, but what I did, I put a bunk stove in the fireplace.
Oh.
And that's, the fireplace heats your den, the bunk stove heats the whole house.
Uh-huh.
It's, you don't burn about half of the wood. You don't burn half of the wood in a bunk stove that you would burn in that fireplace.
So it's good to conserve.
Very good. I mean, I would recommend it to anyone who have a fireplace. It is useless to have a fireplace now with a such, you know, heater like a bunk stove and other. Now, that's not the only one. There are several of them that would do the same thing, but the bunk stove is one that I would recommend to anyone.
Yeah.
It's just useless to put wood in a fireplace and warm your front of you and your back is cold.
Yeah. We've got a fireplace, but we really don't ever use it, you know. We're not home all that much. Every once in a while, you build a fire for a special occasion.
With the bunk stove, you can take the doors off and it's just like a fireplace.
And you can see the fire.
It has a screen you can put over you. You see the fire just as looking at a fireplace. But then again, you're losing. It doesn't work effectively with the doors off. Just for reasons like you want to see the fire, you know. You might take the doors off.
Yeah.
Or then if you want one, you pull the bunk stove out and do whatever you want. You find a fireplace, but then that wouldn't make good sense if you ever used a bunk stove for any time at all.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you have a shelf up over the top